245 crew members participated on board the Hokulea in the Malamahonua worldwide voyage. Many thousands more participated from land, following the voyage over the World Wide Web. And case in point here, Vince Ferrant, a recent Kamehameha School graduate. Welcome, Vince.
Aloha. Nice to be here.
Oh, so glad you're here. And with you, Miki Tomita, Hokulea crew member and organizer of the Malamahonua Summit for Hokulea's worldwide voyage.
Thanks for having us here.
Oh, yay, Miki. So glad you're here. Vance, I wonder if we could just chat a little bit first about your experience with the Hokulea.
Sure.
I mean, you followed it as part of a celestial navigation class, and you followed online, but you also had kind of a personal connection to the crew members.
Right. Our teacher, Darren Kamalu, has two daughters who are apprentice navigators, Noe and Lehua. And so we had that connection to the voyage on their many legs that they helped to navigate. And through that, Mr. Kamalu was also familiar with many other people at PVS. And along with Mr. Christopher Blake, he also had connections to Miki, other people. And so we were able to talk with Kumu Nainoa Thompson. And we were able to have many opportunities to go on the Va'a Hiki Analia at METC on Sand Island. And we were able to connect with the Va'a, the voyage, in those ways.
PVS, Polynesian Voyaging Society. And so you were able to do it physically as well as online, which makes a big difference,
yes,
right?
It did.
And what were the most exciting maybe legs of the voyage for you?
Well, the most exciting leg that I found was the Galapagos to Rapa Nui leg, where I think Lehua and Noi were both on that, the Kamalus, and they through their navigation updates where they would talk to the camera and tell where they thought they were, the weather conditions and so on, they would update us, and you could tell their determination in finding this island, which had never been done before, I believe, without assistance.
Rapa Nui.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. And it was them re-entering the Pacific, Hokulea coming back into the Pacific for at least one of the first legs back in the Pacific. And so it was amazing to see their determination coming back into the Pacific to find this small, small island and overcome that challenge.
How did they do it?
And you'll have to look at their navigation updates. I'm not quite there yet on finding Rapa Nui myself. But
you look at everything they put together, right, Miki? The analysis and everything that they're reading physically as well as mentally.
Yeah, so the apprentice navigators, as Vance was saying, Noelani Kamalu, Lehua Kamalu, Honani Kane, and Jason Patterson on that leg, there was the first. So Rapa Nui is the smallest navigational target in the world. It is the hardest island to find, the most isolated landmass in existence. And our four young navigators pulled her out of the sea and re-entered the Polynesian Triangle, which was an amazing feat. They trained for years and years under Nainoa and other master navigators to be able to interpret and to explain how they calculate their course and their directions and the speed at which they're traveling, all based on sea swell and winds and stars and other signs from nature. It's an incredible experience, and we were so honored to just watch them accomplish such an amazing feat.
I like how you put it, pulling that island out of the ocean the way Maui did. Mm-hmm. It feels that way.
Certainly does. To pull an island from beyond the horizon is something that all navigators and apprentice navigators, they train to be able to do. And inside all of us, we learn from our pull and our leadership that the dream for Hokulea and the worldwide voyage is to really inspire people to pull their own future out of the sea of possibilities in front of them. Young people like Vance to be able to say, this is what I want to do and this is where I want to go in life. And you may not be able to see the island that I want to pull from the sea, but I can visualize it and I will set my course on it.
Mm. Could you feel being on the canoe, Vance?
I definitely, towards the end of this voyage, this worldwide voyage, even more so as they're coming home, have felt more and more connected. It's, you know, when they're a world away in South Africa across the world, it's hard to feel the connection sometimes, or you forget, you know, in your everyday life, you forget this amazing voyage that's happening around the world. But as Hokulea has been coming home, every time you get the chance to talk about Hokulea or go to an event or anything related to this voyage, it's an amazing feeling of being connected to something that I wasn't aboard the canoe. I wasn't on that voyage, but at the same time, you were. And so it's amazing just knowing that Hokule'a went around the world. And one thing that stuck with me is one parent that said that their kid's going to grow up in the world knowing that Hokule'a went around the world and did this voyage. And that's just a reality that they're going to be growing up in. And so that I'm sure those kids will feel very much a part of what this voyage has meant.
You know, that's a great perspective, Vance. Thanks for pointing that out. Now, we've got a summit coming up, the Malama Honua Summit, that's really going to drive home the messages of the voyage, Mickey.
Yes, it is. And as Vance was saying, you know, as we, when we face our new realities and we see that in 42 years, Hokule'a has accomplished the impossible, sailed to Tahiti for the first time in 600 years, you know, trained new po navigators, master navigators in the old ways, and took them around the world, sailed this double-hull traditional voyaging canoe guided by stars across the entire ocean to come back home to these waters and to bring with her upon the decks of her canoe and within the hearts of our crew members the thousands of stories from the communities that we've met. Bring them home to us at Magic Island at Kalia into Ala Moana and the convention center, and to celebrate the effort that has gone into this incredible, what some would call impossible feat. But then to convert that and to celebrate all of the effort that could happen if we were all concentrated and focused on taking observations and taking action to achieve the impossible, which is really a better world for everyone.
It does at times seem impossible, you know, it does. But this gives one a little bit more hope, right, Vance?
Hope is definitely one of the key words to go back to with this voyage. And I know one of the other words that just keeps coming to mind for me is inspire. And that's what Hokule'a, I think, has done in so many ways, inspired to look to the past, look to the present, look to how you're living your life, and then be looking to the future and how you can use what this voyage has done and all that it represents, these stories, everything that Hokule'a is bringing back from this worldwide voyage. How do we use that in the future? And so I think it's inspired students like myself, I'm sure younger students as well, the coming generation, as well as older generations that were perhaps not as inspired before to go out and live their life in a way that will be making a difference. But now people have a reason, have hope to go make that difference.
It's been done. It's been done. And you've partnered with so many elementary schools all the way on up. You've been part of the education component of this voyage. Mickey, it's really been amazing.
You know, it has been. And we've been, again, so inspired by the stories of hope that have come out of our communities locally and globally, connecting with thousands of educators worldwide, broadcasting live from the deck of the canoe and engaging with thousands and thousands of students at home and abroad. And really asking everyone to share with us in small ways and big ways how they work to Malama Honua, how we all work to care for and steward our precious island home.
What can we do going forward?
You know, it's I think taking every opportunity to think about what is the best way that we can celebrate oceans and land and life and community and language. And people can do big things like sign up to be a part of the Aloha Plus Challenge and Dashboard. They can join collaboratives like our Va'a Talks that were sponsored by four major institutions here that brought together thousands of educators to talk about how voyaging influences their teaching. They can train to be crew. They can do beach cleanups. They can just celebrate kupuna and really invest in our local communities and getting our children involved.
We'll start at hokulea.com to find out the schedule that's coming up in the Malama Honua Summit. That's one of the organizers, Mickey Tomita, with us today. Vance Ferrant, recent Kamehameha Schools graduate, in fact, valedictorian for the 2017 class. Congratulations, and thanks for coming in, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.